Have you ever wondered about why Huerbel has Malena's Park, Malena's Alley and Malena Gymnasiet? The answer is Malena Peschon, or Mother Malena as she was commonly known. Malena, who was pretty much the woman behind it all in the end of the 19th century in Huerbel, she was the one who, with her enterprising pioneer spirit, was behind a lot of the improvements to Huerbel. On the 30th of November 1898, the daily newspaper Folket wrote that a woman with a go-getter spirit is certainly Dowager Malena Peschon of Huerbel. About 30 years ago, she served as a farm maid and after that opened a small egg and butter shop. The funds for this were barely 100 kroner. Her company reached a success above all expectations. She opened thereafter a shop for various goods and clothes in first Blentarp and later in Huerbel. At the first mentioned location in Blentarp's village, she bought a beautiful property, which she has now built up into excellent mansion-like buildings. She later in Huerbel purchased properties and land, where she started carding, spinning and weaving factories, bakeries and trade venues. Last year, she constructed by the railway station in Huerbel one of the area's grandest hotels, and during this last year she has, very close to the former, constructed a brick factory of extensive dimensions. The brick factory was indeed big, and took up all the block on the other side of Tegelgatan, all the way down to Planteringsgatan. The clay for the bricks was first taken from the area just north of the brick factory, in what is today called Malena's Park. But it ran out relatively quickly. The energetic Mother Malena bought land in Skari, to the west of Huerbel, land which was home to a deep reserve of clay. The problem, however, was that the clay from Skari produced bricks of varying colours, instead of the evenly red bricks that the buildmasters wanted, and this caused the end of the brickworks. It's hard to find pictures from the brickworks, but the Genealogy Society of Ystad has granted access to a photo of the brickworkers lined up in the factory area.